We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
That's right. Another hour of global transmission as we attempt to awaken humanity. It is the second day of July, 2012. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going right into your telephone calls right now ahead of more news coming up in retransmission, but we're live right now. Let's talk to Janet in New York, a WASB 1310 AM. We've been on that station about 12 years. Janet, good to have you calling in today. Welcome.
Thank you so very much. Amen to you, my brother. You are absolutely correct. Regrettably, we are a different group of people. And one of the questions I had for your guest is about the Obamacare. Going back to the question at the top of the hour, asking us to call in with our concerns, my concern is the tax that will be levied against some people who the government decides choose not to be able to pay or to afford for health care. They're healthy. They don't want to buy health care, so the government is going to tax them. Here's my question. How long is it going to take for people to recognize the Ponzi scheme and say, gee, if I don't have a job, not only do I not get a tax, but I get my health care for free?
Well, that's a really great point, and you've hit the nail on the head. In fact, you made me just think of the one point I hadn't made that many others have made ad nauseum. This is designed, and Michael Moore pretty much admitted it, to bankrupt health care. It's a tax to the insurance companies. It'll be the illegals are going to pour in, already do. They get their kids paid for, and then the child's a U.S. citizen. It's designed to bankrupt things. And it's a tax also to the IRS because they get penalties and interest, and they keep that part. So it's the government in our health care. But it's designed to bankrupt things on purpose, and it will do it. And it's got tens of thousands of doctors are quitting because they know what this means. It's not about them making money. Specialist doctors make millions. Your average doctor, you can look this up, or dentist, is making less than they were making 20 years ago, a lot less. I mean, you think a regular person has bills? It's like $500,000 for a medical degree on average, the 8 years, and then with interest, you're talking over $1 million. I mean, I know Harvard doctors that have been, doctors out of college for 20 years, and they just now paid off their loans and all the rest of it, 20 years later. So everybody's like, oh, the rich doctors, they're greedy. Okay, folks, best healthcare system in the world, been screwed up by government, now it's going down the drain. Good to hear from you. Great point, Janet. John in Illinois, I know you were for the guest, but he had to leave us. Go ahead and make your point.
Yeah, well, I just said a quick thing for regarding Max Kaiser's rant a couple months ago when he spoke about how Jamie Dimon threatened MS Global's John Corzine. So I should just ask Harry if he agreed with that, if it was in fact actual. And then also, does that have anything to do with the $2 billion loss that J.P. Morgan Chase recently admitted to? I mean, is there a connection between that, or what's going on with that?
Yes, I believe that loss was connected. And, of course, we knew it was J.P. Morgan got the $2 billion over to London and then denied it. But it was already in the news. It was already in Bloomberg and in Forbes that they got the $2 billion. And then it was $800 million, $1.3 billion, $1.6 billion that was owed back. And we heard all these different numbers. But best I can tell, they gave back about $1 billion to investors, farmers, and people that were hedging their bets and kept the rest of it. So I don't think it would be a $2 billion loss. But look, now they're saying they're sitting on top $9 billion in losses. Folks, the derivatives overhang in the Washington Post 2 years ago, which the only reason I'm quoting Washington Post is it fits into other economists we've had on. It's what Tarpley says. He said that a year before they said it. That's pretty smart. $644 trillion is what the U.S. owes in the global derivatives market. That's the crud our criminal banks created. It's over $1.5 quadrillion, $1,500 trillion worldwide. So we've got a little less than half of that. So can you imagine how big that is, how bad that is, how impossible that is to pay back? I mean, it's a fraud. They're just using our sign onto that debt as a way to get us more and more indebted to them. So when they bankrupt everything and write off their debt, we'll be little guys and can't get out from under the debt they've gotten us into. You understand? They're exempt. We're not. That's the fraud. Arrest them. little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
All whey protein powders are not created equal. Fresh liquid whey has been used for hundreds of years to restore health to the sick and youth to the aging. Why is it that no one reports these benefits from today's whey protein powders? It is because they are all processed with heat or chemicals, which damages them, making them a burden for your body and making it more likely to cause allergies. One World Whey's True Cool process retains all the powerful properties of fresh raw whey in a concentrated powder. One World Whey is speeding up the body's ability to get healthy, and it is replacing the need for many other supplements. To learn how One World Whey may help you with fat loss, the elimination of inflammation and pain, detoxification of heavy metals, intestinal health, brain function, and increases in strength, energy, and muscle size, call 888-988-3325. Mention coupon code KNOCKOUT and you'll receive a free tube of Knockout Pain Cream with your order, which eliminates soft tissue pain in 10 minutes for 90% of users. Call 888-988-3325 or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Thank you for joining us. It is the second day of July 2012. We are going to be here for the next 3 hours. I am your host, Alex Jones, dedicated to exposing corruption and the global government that is establishing a kleptocratic planetary dictatorship to engage in whatever abuses of humanity they wish. I do not want to be a slave. I know most of you don't want to be slaves. So I am rising up through the technocracy, using their control grid system against them. This is a 21st century slave revolt. If you want freedom, fight for it now or be a slave. Now, I want to just give the number out right now. First-time callers, I'm going to go to your calls in 2 minutes. The number is 800-259-9231. On the healthcare debacle, what do you think is the worst part of it? That it's run by the IRS, that they'll garnish your wages, that it gives government control of the type of healthcare you get, that it's a direct tax to the banksters and their dependent servant class. That Elena Kagan helped package what Mitt Romney wrote, and then she ruled on it, totally illegal. I mean, what is the worst facet? That's a question for you. 800-259-9231, because I know people are chomping at the bit, so I want to go to calls early before I get to a bunch of the news, because then I'll probably never get to your calls if I start getting to all the news. Speaking of news, here is some of the news. But again, the number is 800-259-9231. If you go up to Infowars.com, if you go there to the site, you will notice new socialist French nanny state mandates breathalyzers in all cars. Move to install similar devices in American cars underway. I told you 10 years ago they're going to have cameras that watch you in your car. They're already all over the outside of the cars. You pay for it. They claim it's a safety feature, and that they are going to expand on that with breathalyzers. And this is, again, just the incredible control. All over the country, local police departments are getting giant armored vehicles used in Iraq. That's another report. DHS gives UC Berkeley armored personnel carrier used in the battlefield in Iraq. Look at this report. Olympic whistleblower fears for safety reveals identity. And we are going to be talking to him just briefly with an update in about 20 minutes. And then we'll go back into your calls and news. But he's now revealed who he is. He's a famous director and TV show producer. Well, this is a big deal. And I know Tony Gosselin, who first broke this on his radio show in England, is an incredible guy. So that's why we went with it. And now he's basically been threatened. So he's gone public. He also worked with this director who was going by the nom de plume, Lee Hazeldine, has now released what his real name is, and that's up in the story breaking at Infowars.com. And he says that he fears for his safety. He was the guy that was able to infiltrate. He was able to infiltrate G4S security. And talked about how they're saying there will be a giant event. London will be evacuated. This is a very credible guy. This is what they're telling the security guards. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. They routinely do this just to psyop the police and military, because they found by telling them it will happen, the brain actually registers it as if it's already happened. And so it creates this culture of absolute hysteria. In fact, I was reading the statistics of murders on college campuses, and statistically they're one of the safest places in the country, but now they're getting all these SWAT teams, armored vehicles, you name it. And the excuse out in California for the wheeled tanks is somebody thought they saw a gun last year. Oh my gosh, thought they saw a gun. Better have men with machine guns and big black tanks. That's what you ought to be afraid of in history. The founders told us that. History shows that. Let me read part of this now, and we'll go to your calls. Olympics whistleblower fears for safety reveals identity. I'm now afraid that I might be in physical danger. The undercover journalist who blew the whistle on G4S, the security company responsible for the 2012 Olympics, along with shocking plans for an evacuation of London, has revealed his identity after following fears for his safety. Lee Hazeldine, the whistleblower, who exposed how he had infiltrated the G4S as an employee and undercover, how security... and uncovered how security preparations for the Olympics were so poor that they were inviting a terrorist attack, has revealed himself to be Ben Fellows, an acclaimed director who has worked with Stanley Kubrick. Fellows has also appeared in numerous popular television and theater shows, produced them, you name it. So he's a famous guy in England. Just look him up. That's who came on our show. That's who whistleblew. And he had a TV show in England that exposed corruption that basically got censored and taken off the air because the government controls broadcast. They charge you a tax for your television. By the way, France charges a tax, and now it's going to be on every computer screen, including your smartphone. And, of course, here we get forced Obama announcements over the phones. They're now testing in New York and New Jersey that takes your phone over and has its own ring. The bureaucratic state knows you're starting to wake up, so they are throwing everything at us now. See, folks, it isn't going to take a majority to defeat tyranny. It took 3% to start the Revolutionary War, 5% to win it. We've got way more than that. 20, 30% are really awake. Another 30% are starting to wake up. That's why the system is panicking. So what if 30, 40% want to suck their thumbs and only go to ball games and will put up with anything? I mean, I see grown men, when police pull them over, just start groveling in fear and begging. I mean, this is a nation that's filled with great people, but also a lot of weirdo cowards. And it's always the same type of guys that'll bow up to you for no reason at the gym or whatever, or strut around, will grovel to corruption. They'll sit there while the CPS takes their two-year-old for no reason to just drug them up and probably rape the living daylights out of them. They won't even speak up or fight back. They'll just say, I don't know why the government did this to me. But they'll strut around sticking their chest out, acting real tough all day. This is the type of garbage that we are dealing with and that we are facing as a society. I mean, last night I worked till 10 o'clock at night up here, and I was driving home, and I saw cop cars all over the place. It must have been some Travis County thing because it happened out in the county. But I went down one major road, and there were police cars pulling out behind people who were doing the speed limit. I normally speed about 5-10 miles over the speed limit, sometimes more. But I was real tired and relaxed listening to music back and forth with talk radio. I live out in the country, so it takes about 35 minutes to get out there. And I'm driving, and I see cars that are almost unmarked. You know what I'm talking about? Where they have, you know, they're like dark blue, but then it says police on the side, but you can't really see. They're black, and it says police, but it's barely a shade lighter. And two different times, a cop would pull out behind me, get behind me, and then speed off around me, and then pull somebody else over. They pulled a Cadillac and then some little Honda over. And I watched it, and I'm like, those cars weren't speeding. Both times, they were just randomly pulling people over. Or I guess pulling up, maybe they had cameras that were license plate reading. I know they've got those on some cars. God, think about when they all have them. Oh, it's just so horrible. You know, because most police don't dislike me, but it's the tyranny of a lot of them do. Some do. I think they're going, oh, that's Alex Jones. Let me pull him over and have some fun with him. God help this country. I mean, the tools that Big Brother has and the tools we're paying for to put in, it's just hellish. It's absolutely hellish what the nanny state is doing, and breathalyzers in all the cars. You see, now for maybe $10, they can have a breathalyzer in the car, and they'll charge you a couple hundred. You know, well, this is standard regulations. So federal regulations say the catalytic converter, oh, that sounds reasonable. Oh, a low flush toilet. Oh, a Curly Q light bulb, fluorescent light bulb. Oh, home inspection. Oh, can't have dust in the barn. Oh, can't have your kids do chores. Oh, can't spank. Oh, can't say no to vaccines. Oh, can't have a garden in your yard. Oh, can't have a job unless the government says no judge, no jury. They just put you on a list and say you can have a job. That's now coming in. Oh, Google says you can't advertise guns or they delist you now. Huge news. Google shopping censors all gun ammo accessory results. We posted the firearms blog report, and I went and checked. We've got a Google store we never used. I went and checked it. We got the notice 3 days ago, back on Friday, and confirmed it, posted it. DrudgeReport.com picked it up. It was in the lower right-hand corner earlier when I was looking. The point is that it's here. It's happening. Okay, I said I'd go to your calls, and of course I didn't. I'm going to come back and go to Adam. Then I'm going to go to Tom and a few others. So have your point ready. We're going to try to move quick, which means sloth speed when it comes to me taking calls. And then we're going to have the film director, TV host, producer, who infiltrated the Olympic security team and says that they're massing troops secretly, but it's admitted, I looked up a lot of what he said, it's actually been blurbed, that there is no security, basically, and that it's all a big joke. People tried to sell him drugs when he was in there, and it's just all a complete scam, and that he's been told there will be a giant event at the end of the Olympics. Now, I'm seeing all these rumors being pumped out about the Olympics, and I went and looked where they came from. It comes from the mainstream media in the last 6 months, and the Rockefeller Foundation, look it up, saying there'd be a terror attack. They wrote a future plan prospectus predicting a terror attack 3 years ago at this Olympics. We wrote an article about that a few weeks ago. The point is, then BBC's coming out with reports, because Paul Watson was contacted by him, and I've seen other reports, saying conspiracy theorists are saying it's going to be attacked. So they put out there's going to be an attack, create all this fear, that don't have an attack and then blame us for saying there'd be an attack. When we sick of the globalist eugenicist control freaks adding poison to your water and laughing as you get sick and die, start purifying your water with ProPure. My friends, I've done a lot of research, and the best gravity filter out there, bar none, is ProPure, and it's available discounted at InfoWars.com. Its filters are silver impregnated to prevent bacterial growth. There's no priming required. It's NSF 42 certified. Optional fluoride filters can reduce fluoride up to 95%. Easy to set up and use. Doesn't require electricity. Purify water from lakes, streams, ponds, and wells. This filter system leaves in beneficial minerals, which is key. Save money by not buying bottled water and avoid BPA that leaches from the plastic. ProPure is the best gravity-fed filter out there. It's what my family uses. InfoWars.com already has the lowest price on ProPure. But if you add the promo code WATER at checkout, you get an additional 10% off at InfoWars.com. You can also call to order 888-253-3139.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey water filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey water filters with Wise foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you'd like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Okay, let's go to your phone calls right now. Then we got a guest popping in, the big whistleblower dealing with the Olympics. And then we'll get into all of the other news. The total surveillance state to be run by control freaks. Let's go ahead and talk to Adam in Ohio, listening on 770 AM WAIS. Thank you for joining us, Adam.
Thanks for having me, Al. It's an honor and a pleasure to speak with you. You were chatting about the Supreme Court. Two things on that I just wanted to mention there real quick. Of course, on the affordable health care thing, you know, there's no sense in picking out a specific. The whole thing's garbage. But the point that I've been trying to make to folks, and it seems to work pretty well, is to make the point that, you know, when the conversation on this issue started, it was about how we were all paying too much. And by the time it was over, it was about how we're not paying them enough. And that seems to
I mean, in days of ranting, I haven't made that point and unbelievably clear and consistent to the heart of the matter issue that you just raised. Remember how it was going to lower prices? They've already gone up over 25%. The insurance companies wrote this to rip people off. The stupid, gullible, gimme, gimme, gimme class. Of course, a lot of them have just lost their jobs, deindustrialization, or people that are also, you know, just hoping, thought they'd get something good, but all they're going to get is a giant screw job.
That's right. And that seems to go pretty well over people. I haven't heard a good response from Obama supporters from that one. That's a good stumper there if you're talking to folks. The other thing I thought was interesting in the rulings that were released last week, if I understood it correctly, there was a case involving Montana where the state of Montana had said, you know, we got a 100-year-old law against a corporation, you know, corporate personhood. And the Supreme Court, I believe, said that, well, we don't care. Citizens United stands. We're trumping your, you know, assertion of states' rights. So I'd be curious to see what the state of Montana is going to do, given that, you know, they had a century of legal precedent in their state that no, corporations are not people. And the Supreme Court, you know, last week said, well, you know, too bad for you. So, you know, that'll be interesting to see how that plays out. And the only other thing I was going to mention, I'm down here in southern Ohio. We just had them big storms come in. Most areas around here haven't had power in days and told we're not going to have it for a week. I'll tell you what, this is a good test to see. I mean, I try to be prepared, and I realized how little prepared I was. And, you know, I went to the grocery store as soon as the power went off thinking I'd get some stuff. And, you know, most of the young people were just crowding in the liquor store. It's wake-up call, you know what I mean? It's time to get ready now before it's more serious than just a storm knocking some lines down, you know?
You know, I'm glad you – wow, what an amazing call. I'm glad you raised that point because that's next in my stack after we take some calls and I have our guest on, is that this shows you government can't and won't protect you, and the federal government is criticizing right now the power companies when they got hit basically by an inland hurricane. And the government is working to shut down power plants to jack up prices and saying consumption's bad so that a few insiders make more money who are exempt, like General Electric that Obama gave a waiver to over 2 years ago. Or no, I guess it was in February of last year, so it was a year and a half ago. I mean, it's just off the charts, the level of corruption. And D.C.'s without power, cell phones are off. And I feel bad for the people of D.C., but wouldn't it be nice if the White House and Congress, the power was off forever? I mean, think of how good our lives would be without those criminals taking our tax money, our labor, and then giving us 30 cents on the dollar back and telling us it's free money and how great they are. Thank you for the points. And we're going to be covering that. And for people that are able to call, we'll be taking your calls in the second hour on that subject and others. I'd like to hear how it is there. It's one of some of the worst power outages in the last 50 years because of the record heat. Tom in Maryland, a KU band satellite listener. Yeah, we're on the KU band's TV as well. Thank you, Tom, for joining us.
Good afternoon, Alex. I noticed some time ago you were wanting nicknames for the media. I have a few. If you haven't gotten them, Moron Media, Moloch Media, Mickey Mouse Media. I wanted to mention something that Obama supporters seem to have a bad case of, Obamianism. And I think Obama supporters are Obamunists.
Obamunists.
I got two songs I want to recommend for you because I know you're going to like them. One is from a artist named Bruce Dickinson, the vocalist from Iron Maiden, put out a song in the 1990s called I Will Not Accept the Truth. And that's a perfect song for you and your show. And there's another song by Yngwie Malmsteen called Rise Up. And I believe you will absolutely, positively love both of those songs. And that's really all I wanted to say was throw the terms Obamianism and Obamianist at
you. You know, we've been on KU Band for more than a decade. I always forget the frequencies we're on. What frequency are you listening to us on KU Band?
It says G25KU. It's channel 32. I never changed my setting. It says
no, we're on all sorts of stuff. That's how they listen to us in Antarctica. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from Carnivora.com. That's Carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit Carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with Nature's Natural Antiparasitic, Antiviral, Antifungal, Antibiotic, Allicin, the Heart of Garlic. Get concentrated protection with Ali-C and Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com. One capsule of Ali-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills. With no garlic breath, Ali-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with three times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to AffinityHealthProducts.com, spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y, HealthProducts.com, or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126. Protect yourself with Ali-C or Ali-Ban from AffinityHealthProducts.com.
I got a star on my car and one on my chest, a gun on my hip and the right to arrest. I'm a guy who's a boss on this highway, so watch out what you're doing when you're driving my way. If you break the law, you'll hear from me. I know I'm working for the state. I'm a highway patrol.
And who is the state?
Well, you know me when you see me.
Well, it's big, giant offshore banks that publicly brag and hundreds of publications and, of course, on CNBC that they own us. And how did they do it? They took mortgages and other financial instruments and leveraged them to close to the power of infinity, creating fraudulent paper to buy up the world through fraud. And when the Ponzi scheme went into retrograde, they had the governments of the world that they had gotten their personnel into the highest positions of shine the public onto the debt. But wait, there was more. They had the dinosaur prostitute media lie to everyone while wearing $3,000 suits with info babes licking their lips and told you that it was your debt and that you were lazy and stupid and mad. And they had to raise taxes and set up some checkpoints and put the army on the streets and have the TSA abuse you and your family because terrorists were hiding under every table. Meanwhile, they publicly funded Al-Qaeda. Now, shifting gears, ladies and gentlemen, last week we had an anonymous whistleblower on. But We did not just have the anonymous whistleblower on the broadcast without first doing some checking, and Tony Gosling of Bilderberg.org, he has a radio show in England and has broken a lot of big stories over the years as a journalist. He said, no, I can vouch for this guy. He's the real deal. And his story also fit into things we'd seen in other big events, G20, NATO, you name it. They're always used to attack the general public, have military on the streets, have daytime, nighttime curfews, have badges, so they can get the police and media all trained basically on hot martial law as they ease the rest of the country's outlying areas into a softer martial law. And he made some amazing allegations that I'll have him repeat here today, but he went by Lee Hazeldean, and when he was on the show, I think he said a little too much about himself. He said, yeah, I worked on this national TV show, I worked on that national TV show. Well, yes, he appeared in them, he worked on them, he produced some of them. His real name, of course, is not Lee Hazeldean. Now, the whistleblower exposed how he had infiltrated G4S security as an employee and undercover, how security preparations for the Olympics were so poor that they were inviting a terrorist attack, how they were massing troops in the area. He also revealed that they were saying there'd be a big event. He has now, at the end of the Olympics, that would be the biggest event in recent times. He revealed himself to be Ben Fellows, an acclaimed director who has worked with Stanley Kubrick. That actually gets me a little bit envious. It's very hard for me to get envious. Fellows has also appeared in numerous popular television and theater shows. And he's made the decision to reveal his identity after having gone under a pseudonym for the purposes of radio interviews conducted over the last week because of fears for his safety. We'll find out why he's fearing for his safety. And he will recap what's happened to him. But the article with all the bullet points and why this is so important is up at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Right now, Olympics whistleblower fears for safety, reveals identity, and he joins us now from England. Ben, good to have you on the broadcast with us.
Hi, Alex. It's really good to be back with you.
Recap who you are, what you discovered, and then now what started happening to make you think that you may be in danger.
Okay. Well, I wanted to do an expose on G4S. I'd heard a lot of horror stories, and I was looking for an opportunity to basically go and work for them and see what they were like and see if these horror stories were true, because you never can really believe what other people say. You have to go and look it on the internet and join these organizations and actually find out. So when the Olympics came up, it was a perfect opportunity to go and see exactly what their working practices were like and see, you know, what this organization was about. And really, you know, I got there and it was a catalogue of disasters. The X-ray machine operators didn't know what they were looking at. They said they were going to turn off metal detectors in peak times. I was asked to take a knife through a metal detector that didn't go off, and they said, add more metal to your body, like with keys or a mobile phone, which I did, and then it went off. So really, they're not very sensitive, and as far as I'm concerned, the key job of the metal detector is to pick up metal, and they weren't. They told us about an evacuation of London, that if this was to happen, that we would be responsible for looking after the members of the public. They talked about 200,000 casket linings. When I asked them what's a casket lining, they said, oh, it's like a plastic coffin that fits four people. And that, to me, got me thinking of, like, well, why would you have that? Okay, on one hand, you could say, all right, it's the Olympics. You never know what's going to happen. There might be a huge natural disaster, an earthquake that's never happened in Stratford or something. I don't know. So you might need these. On the other hand, it reminded me of, preparation for false flags. So, you know, this is what G4S was like. So after being there and doing the training, I went to Andy Davis, who's the Home Affairs correspondent for Channel 4 News, and I pitched him the story. I emailed him. He called me back. We had a conversation. He said, look, you know, Channel 4 wouldn't be interested in this. There's kind of a press blackout. I'm doing anything negative about the Olympics. We're not going to be interested. So thanks a lot. rang me at home on my private home number and basically pretended that he had never spoken to me, that I didn't know him, and that I was just one big liar, and this was a major lie, and, you know, I'm in real trouble now. And I, to be honest, you know, I could have handled myself better on the call, but I got so angry at the audacity of this man. Anyway, if I can prove that our relationship goes back to 2010, I've got emails. I called him for something. He then emailed me. I emailed him back. We've got correspondence. So, you know, how does he figure that one out? And so he knows who I really am, which is why I've had to come out as Ben Fellows, which is who I am. And it's I'm actually worried now that he's gone to G4S to tell them who I am. You know, and so now I'm actually fearing for my safety. So I thought, look, you know, the best thing to do is come out, tell everyone who you are, why you did it, and be the front, be the face of this thing, own it, because that's what this is all about, really, at the end of the day. I've got to leave G4S now, that's it, I'm done, because I've been burned, really, or I don't know that I have. So it's a possibility. So in that way, you can't ever go back in because, you know, I don't want to be on private property with G4S guys.
Sure. Days after you came on Tony Gosling's show, and the day after you came on our broadcast, there was a national TV report, or several of them, admitting, oh, security problems, and confirming some of what you were saying. Do you think that was damage control?
Yeah, I think so, really. They had the managing director of Global Events on, and, you know, the hardest question that the journalist asked, they said, well, are you sure we're going to be ready? And he said, well, I can't categorically say that we'll be ready. Well, why not? It's the Olympics. You've got to categorically say, we're ready. We're going to go at this date. It starts, you know. So, you know, I think that was damage control. I don't think they wanted to do that. I spoke to a journalist this afternoon who's thinking about doing the story. And, you know, he thought that it was the same sort of thing as well, damage control and what have you. We spoke a little bit about it. So, yeah, I think it was, quite honestly.
We're going to have to continue to track this as it unfolds, but what were you originally doing this for? I mean, what gave you the instinct or the idea to try to, the inclination, I should say, to try to infiltrate this?
Well, simple things, really. I'd heard anecdotally of some horror stories with people who work for the cash delivery services and things like that, that, you know, keys go missing, you know, there's general mistakes. I spoke to a mother of a soldier via someone else. I have to say it was secondhand. However, she had said that her son had been in Iraq as a private soldier with G4S, come out of a bar and killed two of his colleagues. And she was claiming, or she said, that he should never have been hired by G4S because after he worked for the British Army, he had post-traumatic stress disorder. And G4S, it was irresponsible for G4S to hire him. So I thought, you know, okay, I'm not going to sign up and go to war with these people. I'll sign up and do something else. Now, I was interested in doing the events team and being part of that because it's ad hoc. You know, I could be in the events team for a year. You know, it's odd weekends, you know, event or in the week. And then I can still do all my other things because sometimes you have to be in organizations for a year or more before you start really, you know, getting into things. The Olympics has given me an opportunity. You know, it's been very intense. And so I've seen G4S up close and personal as they've tried to get these 10,400, you know, people who are basically long-term unemployed quickly through a training course.
Okay, so it is literally right out of Clockwork Orange.
Oh, yeah.
Now, expanding on that, now that you're revealing your name, who specifically or what was the date of them talking about some huge event is coming at the end of the Olympics?
That's right. Right. Okay. So I'm in this training class, and one of the trainers says that we are going to be involved in a I don't have my notes here with this, so I'm not quoting exactly, but, you know, a historic event in London is going to happen, and we're going to be involved. Actually, it was a defining moment in the history of London, thank you. That was what was said. And then I said, oh, what do you mean? That's like the Paralympics, right? Because that's the Olympics, Paralympics. And she went, no, this is not to do with the Olympics. This is something else. But it would be a defining moment in the history of London. And she wouldn't expand anything more. She said, but, you know, you would be involved. So I took that two ways, again, as I usually do. One version could be, well, okay, we all work for G4S afterwards. jobs and we will have permanent jobs. Fantastic, great. That's the legacy that they're going to leave Stratford, which would be a good thing, you know, employing the long-term unemployed and all that kind of thing. The other thing was, oh, my God, what do they mean that we're going to be involved in marshalling the general public, you know, dealing with the general public? What disaster could make people leave London?
Do you think that's just part of the training to see what you'd say or do, or did you see any other signs that they may be actually planning to evacuate London?
Well, as far as what happened in the room, this was they have 800 people a day go through this school. I don't know if there's other schools doing the same thing. There may be so. They have 800 people a day go through this place. What these trainers say is just written down for them. They're doing it off a PowerPoint presentation. And, you know, all the commentary they do, it's all exactly the same. It's to the book. You know, they've got a script and they stick to it. So what they say is what they say. I've got a contact who is an army major in the British Army who is posted at Woolwich Barracks. And he told me that there was, from January through to the Olympics, there's going to be 100,000 troops coming into London through Woolwich Barracks. And the idea is they get helicoptered in by Chinook helicopter. They then they go into Woolwich Barracks. They have some sort of, you know, medical or something like that, which is why he knows about it. And then they all get dispatched off to wherever they're going next. You know, it's like a gateway kind of.
And you were saying it was UN, NATO, foreign troops. All right. Well, we're going to continue to watch this. We appreciate you coming on the broadcast, and hopefully down the road, are you going to be able to release any audio, any video of anything that happened inside of the United Nations PR event at the Olympics, or is this going to be basically the end of this?
Well, you know, they know who I am now. So, you know, I'll certainly be releasing the conversation that I've had with Andy Davis. As for the training thing, not really. I'm gonna have to play it by ear, I think, and then see how it goes. But what I don't want to do now is sort of upset people so much that I actually get physically harmed. You know, so I'm actually a bit worried now.
Well, yes. If what you're saying is completely accurate, or what they told you is accurate, then you are a key witness to something that is so big they may not be able to even reverse it, despite the fact it's been exposed. But we've gotten whistleblowers before other big events. I hope that the people you were talking to were misinformed, but I doubt that's the case. Thank you so much for the time. There goes Ben Fellows, whistleblower and director, TV producer out there in the United Kingdom working on that. Okay, here's what I want to do now. I want to go to your phone calls for this little part of the segment, the next segment, and then continue for a while with calls. I really want to go to a lot of calls. Those two callers we took earlier were amazingly informed and brought up really good points. Everybody wants to talk about government-run health care, where the government sets the type of care, so the insurance companies make you buy their product, but then they control what the product is, a monopoly of service, and where they then have the IRS come after you if you don't buy the private product. A new level of corruption. But, I mean, is it really? They're now taking people's houses that the banks never had the mortgage to that were paid for in cash. They're not just reselling mortgages over and over again, and then you haven't paid off your house, and some bank you never knew of came and said, we're taking your home, even though you're not even behind. I mean, they're taking houses where they're not even behind. I was just thinking this morning about that again, because I was reading some news articles about how they're admitting that with the different mirror system and different systems they use in banking and use with the mortgages, that it's totally illegal, but they don't care. The courts aren't doing anything about it. I mean, I'm digressing off into that area. It's just a wall of criminality, and we're losing all our checks and balances and protection. And it's not that I even dislike police themselves individually, because I know there's real crime and real things going on, but it's just the feeling of driving home at night and having police randomly get behind me twice and run my plates or whatever at 10 o'clock at night, driving down the highway, and then speed off around me and just randomly pull over somebody else. Just out hunting, just randomly. Meanwhile, there's all this real crime going on. I could drive to multiple spots in Austin, Texas, where I'm broadcasting from, and show you crack dealers and crackhead prostitutes out on the street, but then If I drive home at 7, 8, 9, 10 at night, I've got to have cops behind me. And then so many police are listeners that almost every time I get pulled over, they're like, oh, hi, Alex, like the show. You can go. I got pulled over with Dave Mustaine and his wife at about midnight because I was taking him over to my house after a show. He was staying with me. I'm not name dropping. I'm just telling you a story. And I guess I was going 5 miles over the speed limit. He pulls me over, comes over, looks in, goes, all right, Alex, you can go. And I'm just like, Friday, I'm going over to my grandmother's, and I shouldn't have probably done it. But, I mean, I took a wrong turn, so I drove over the median down the grass. Over and he pulls me over, and he was a listener. But, I mean, so I'm trying to figure this out. I guess it's just the job. You just shark around, hitting on people's bumper, running their plates. I don't know. I had tried everything. I'd cut back the amount of food I was eating. I was lifting weights and jogging, but nothing was working. My body was literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins. And as soon as I had that, I immediately could eat half of what I was eating previously and be satisfied. Now, there are hundreds of great products at InfoWarsTeam.com, but I want to point out the three that have helped me lose 37 pounds in just 2 months. Products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. When I started taking the Tangy Tangerine and other products every day, I lost more than 37 pounds in just 2 months. Now that's results. I want to challenge my listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com and to order just 3 of their products, and you will see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. Start your journey to health and wellness today. InfoWarsTeam.com.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powders, seeds, and oil can do for you.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Over healthcare completely, not just to a corrupt government, but to the banks that own the big insurance companies. And so they're calling this socialist healthcare, and I guess it is for some of the people that get the death care, the death panels, the chicken feed, watered down National Health Service stuff they get in England. But for everybody else now, the IRS is your doctor. They get your medical records, everything. And I saw earlier this year, Obama had his people announcing that they're going to share your IRS records amongst agencies. Of course, that's illegal. That's why they want to make it law that they can, so they can use that for dirty tricks. I mean, it's just, why not? Why not? I mean, they ship guns to Mexico to blame the Second Amendment. Why not? Why not kill U.S. citizens? Why not get rid of the Bill of Rights and Constitution? Why not put breathalyzers and face scanning cameras in all the cars? Because that's what's next. Toyota's talking about, oh, if you're not authorized, it's all computerized. It will recognize your face as a felon or a wanted person. Your phone turns off. Your car turns off. You can't buy or sell. That's what the government of the world is saying they want through the technocracy, not the Bible. People are like, I don't believe the Bible. Okay, well, you better believe what's happening in the real world. And then the churches say, well, good. That means I'll be raptured out soon. You think you're going to be raptured out? Were any of the Christians in the Bible raptured out? Does it even say that? I know your preacher teaches you that, and it's all these groups push it. There's a reason they got big movies on television about how you're going to be raptured. Because the Bible says you're raptured after Christ returns. I mean, a five-year-old could read that and tell that. But the last 150 years, the globalist preachers have taught you. I mean, I hear these church ladies all the time, praise God, they're trying to make us take the ship. We're going to be in heaven soon. Oh, we're not going to go through nothing. Oh, really? And then still more preachers on government payroll, the World Council of Churches and the rest of it, Baptist, Catholic, you name it, going, we're slaves of the government. I actually have clips of preachers on TV going, to be a Christian is to be a slave. The Christians would not bow down to the idols and would not do what they were told. And the God was angry with them in Rome. And that is the complete opposite of what actually happened. In fact, I sent that clip to last week to Rob, and I got so busy we never played it on the nightly news. But dude's doing the nightly news tonight. I'm going to do it tomorrow. But tomorrow, I'm going to take some excised clips out of these videos. Well, on YouTube, they're called Clergy Response Teams Have Arrived or Are Here. There's a bunch of videos of preachers on TV saying the Christians were bad because they did not worship the idols. And you're going, excuse me? It was of the Lord to do what the Roman government said, and they should have. And the Lord was angry with them. We are slaves of the government. I mean, whoa. I mean, the entire Bible is about standing up against evil. Daniel in the lion's den didn't worship like he was told, put in the lion's den. Over and over again, the fiery furnace, because they wouldn't worship like they were told to do, or they wouldn't pay a tax, or they wouldn't. And Jesus wouldn't do what he was told by the Pharisees. They were the religious government. And almost all the disciples were killed, and John the Baptist, they are of the devil. That Jesus is the devil, according to these modern preachers, and the devil is Jesus. And David Rockefeller is a loving man who wants to take good care of you and your family. And again, I'm not getting into Bible thumping here. It's just we claim we're a Christian nation. No, we're not. We're a nation going straight to Hades, and everybody knows it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.